there is a discussion among the poskim on whether a suma can get an aliyah. A suma is a blind person. It's a discussion in the Gemara whether suma, a blind person, is chaya b'mitzvahs or pater min ha-mitzvahs. We paskin, generally speaking, assume is chaya b'mitzvahs. Maybe some mitzvahs that involve seeing, so then there's a discussion which ones they're obligated and which ones they aren't. But generally, any non-mitzvahs that deal with other areas are chayav in. So there's a debate in the post. And what about a suma by Kriyas HaTorah? Could a suma get called up for an aliyah? Why? Because a suma, because you read from the Torah, the Rosh is Chumrah, that when you get called up, you should be reading softly with the Baal Koreh, and if you can't see, it's Koreh Baal Peh. So that's a discussion. Maybe that was only when the Ola got an Aliyah. I mean, when the Ola actually leaned the Torah. Today we have a Baal Koreh, a designated reader, and we go to with Shomei Akona, gets into what is the nature of Shomei Akona, but the bottom line is, it's a discussion among the poskim. Yikrei din, we paskin that a suma can get an aliyah. And in fact, I think that was the practice every Shabbos. When I hear some people on the Lower East Side, when Rav Moshe Feinstein had his own minyan on Shabbos, his father-in-law, Rav Moshe Tenwer's father, Rav Isaac Tenwer, was a suma. I don't know if he became one. He always was, but he was blind. So every Shabbos, one of them got, I don't remember which one got which, one got Shlishi and one got Shishi. And they also had an Osafa every Shabbos. So just to cover themselves, according to the Shita, that assumes can't get an Aliyah, so they did a seventh Aliyah anyway. But Mikra did, we paskin, assume it can get an Aliyah. So the Mishnah Berurah has a Chumrah. He quotes that perhaps that's by all year round, by Kriyas HaTorah, which is Darabanan, and it's probably not, might not even be a Shaya, it's a Chovas HaTzibor, the mitzvah to, that the Torah should be read. However, Parsha Zachar, which is Daraisa, it's a Chovas HaYachid, so perhaps we should be Machmir by Parsha Zachar that Asuma should not get an Aliyah. However, it's a difficult Chumrah, because who says to actual get the Aliyah, is that the Raisa? Like, everyone's listening in the crowd, Shomei Ka'ona. So, even if you assume that Lamdis, you have to argue that Parashat Zohar, the actual waning, getting the Aliyah is a Daraisa, but maybe it's a Daraisa anyway, you would say. That's a Chumra of the Mishnah Brura. In general, there's a another machlokas. So that's a machlokas by Suma. So we paskin Suma all year round is good, and seems to be also Meikar Adin is probably okay by Parsha Zachar. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Chumra that don't call up a Suma for Parsha Zachar. That's also some of a Chumra by a Katan. We don't know if he's a katan. Some of the bar mitzvah boy. So the minig is, we don't have the minig olam, I guess it depends in different circles, but the katan is the Baal Koreh. So some have a chumra that they won't let the bar mitzvah boy lane Parsha Zachar. They'll let them lane the whole Parsha, because that's only Drabbanan, but that's why Parsha Zachar, Chazaka Darava, maybe he's not really a gadol yet. So therefore, we can't rely on the chazakah for the din d'araisa. In fact, I hear Rabbi Mordechai Willig, I think two of his sons got by mitzvah on Parsha Zachar, so I think he was machbit, I don't know if he himself lane Parsha Zachar or someone else did, but it wasn't the bar mitzvah boys. He was machmer for this, he thought it was an issue for a katan, whether he saw a maker a din, it's a problem, or a chumrah, that was his practice. That he did a cut in the lane to the Mishnah Berurah is Chumra by Suma. I just have a, whether it's a Chumra or not, or it's Meikar Adin by a Katan.